Hi everybody, it's Claire. Thanks so much for stopping by. Today I have another wedding advice video. You guys really seem to enjoy the last one, and a lot of you guys are engaged, which is so fun to read in the comments. So today I thought I would share the top wedding planning mistakes to avoid. So let's go ahead and get right into it. The first mistake you want to avoid is not having a game plan. When you first get engaged, you just want to soak it in, and you're kind of just like, what just happened to me? It all feels so good and you want to really process everything. Drink champagne and have fun, but it is important to come to terms with the fact that this is a big process. It's very daunting too, so you want to make sure you set up a game plan. We cannot be more lucky the time we are living in right now to plan our weddings, because there are online resources that are free. Like WeddingWire is one of my absolute favorites, because you can go on the website and actually give yourself a timeline with benchmarks on what you need to book when. It also gives you a lot of options on browsing vendors in your area. It's just this very easy space to navigate to understand what weddings cost in your area, when you need to be booking certain vendors by. These were all things that I was really frightened by in the beginning. So this just gives you a really good outline. You can get an app, you can get a checklist, you can get all these things by visiting a website like that really will just help put in your mind and put you at ease when you're starting the wedding planning process. The second mistake to avoid is waiting to figure out your guest list. Your guest list is actually a really important component of your wedding planning. The wedding guest list really does dictate your venue size. If you want this beautiful venue, but it only holds 75 people in a small space, then you're not gonna be able to have that 200 invite list that maybe you and your fiance are hoping to have. You need to make sure that your guest list really is able to fit the size of the venue and also your budget, because more faces is more people to feed, which also increases the budget. So getting just at least a rough draft of your guest list is super important, because it's gonna really dictate a lot of other decisions in the wedding planning process. So having at least a rough draft of the people who will make the list is a great thing to do and tackle with your fiance early on. My number third mistake is to book vendors too quickly. Now, I was definitely struggling with this in the beginning because I felt like it was competitive. I live in the DC area and everything moves quickly. I found myself being so quick with it that I wasn't really thinking things through, and you don't want to do that. And you want to really do research in those areas. And again, you want to look at online reviews, and you can again look at somewhere like WeddingWire to really establish who is going to best fit your needs at your budget and that you have a good connection with. So you do want to go online and read the reviews so you can really see what people say in the testimonials, so you're getting an unbiased opinion about that vendor. You want to make sure it's a good fit. You just do want to make sure you're not booking things too quickly and getting yourself in a situation that you can't get out of. The fourth mistake is not realizing about hidden costs. So for instance, wedding dress shopping. And if you set aside $1,500 for your wedding dress, and then you go in and you find your dream dress and it's $1,500, you might feel like you hit underneath your budget, but what you don't realize is that there's alterations involved, which can tack on a couple other $100. It could be a shipping fee. Also, if you got your dress out of state, so you want to think of tax, maybe a delivery fee if you're working with a caterer, you want to include tip. So you just want to be aware of that when you're booking your vendors during your wedding process. My next tip is not doing a trial beforehand. So I think it's so important, especially in beauty, you have your hair and makeup trial. We're just meeting the day of, it's like two strangers on the most important day, that there's no possibility or risk that day. So I think it's so worth having a trial beforehand, meeting with a vendor beforehand. You want to make sure you look and feel your best on your wedding day. I know we all want to feel that. It's really important to have that done beforehand. The next common mistake I think we're all guilty of is comparing our wedding to others. You don't want to get caught up in what other people are doing or feeling like it's so much better than you, or looking at Instagram and feeling like your wedding will never be like that. A lot of things on Instagram are very much over the top and perfected. Try to stay true to your own style, your own taste. Don't feel like it's not good enough. It's gonna be good enough because it's coming from you and your fiance and what you guys love and with the people you love. Just make it your own and make it really special, and that's what's gonna be unique to your wedding. The next mistake I learned the hard way is not having a plan B. You never know about things like weather on the day of, if it's gonna rain. If you have no backup plan, that's gonna cause for a lot of anxiety on the day of. So you don't want that. I know there's a lot of different statistics about what the invitation response is usually. I know people say about 80 to 90% will say yes. You have to think about if you're having a wedding in town and you don't have a lot of out-of-town guests, you might get a higher percentage that will say yes. So you just want to be prepared for that. If this doesn't happen and then we're dealt with this on the wedding day, what do we do? What's our game plan? My next mistake I would recommend avoiding is trying to do everything yourself. I touched on this in the last video that I talked about for wedding planning. It can be too much to take on all this. If people want to help you and to be a part of your wedding day, and it actually is like a bonding experience between you and your friends, and having them help you, they want to help you. It's your big day and it's okay to ask for help. If you're feeling really stressed or burdened, then you know this will just alleviate any sort of stress if you do push some tasks on other people, and people are so happy to do it for you. The last thing would be to not try to please everyone around you. You are going to have a lot of people giving opinions and sharing their thoughts, if they've been married, what they say, their style, their ideas. This whole process and the wedding day is a reflection on you guys, and everyone's celebrating you. So make sure you stay true to yourself and you'll feel the best about the outcome, I promise. Well, there you have it, guys. That is going to wrap this video. I hope you found it helpful. I'd love to hear what some of your favorite wedding planning tips are below. And if you're engaged, I love to hear it. I will also link Wedding Wire in the description box below. And there's also the Just Said Yes contest right now on Wedding Wire, where you can win $10,000 towards your wedding. All you need to do is upload your engagement photo with the hashtag Just Said Yes and also tagging Wedding Wire to enter it through February. I hope you guys check it out. And also, thank you so much for joining me here as always. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Take care. Bye.